If you've been learning about AI, you've probably come across terms like embeddings, RAG, and vector databases. These concepts often appear together, but what exactly is a vector database? And why can't we just use a normal SQL or NoSQL database? Let's understand it with a simple example. Imagine you're building an AI chatbot for your company's documentation. A user asks, "How can I reset my password?" A traditional keyword search primarily looks for matching words or related terms. It might search for words like reset and password. But what if the documentation says, "Steps to change your account credentials"? The words are different, even though the meaning is very similar. This is where vector databases become useful. Instead of relying primarily on matching words, they use vector representations to find content that is semantically similar. In simple terms, they're searching based on meaning rather than just matching words. So how do they understand meaning? This is where embeddings come in. An embedding model is a specialized AI model that converts data, such as text, images, or audio, into numerical representations called embeddings. An embedding is typically represented as a vector, which is simply a list of numbers. You don't need to understand the math behind those numbers. Just remember this. Similar pieces of information produce similar vectors. For example, the sentences, "How do I reset my password?" and "How can I change my account password?" use different words. But because they have similar meanings, the embedding model generates vectors that are very close to each other. It's important to remember one thing. An LLM generates text. An embedding model generates vectors. The embedding model creates the vectors, while the vector database stores those vectors and performs similarity search on them. Now imagine your company has thousands of documents. Instead of creating one embedding for an entire document, the documents are typically split into smaller chunks. Each chunk is converted into an embedding and stored alongside the original text in the vector database. Later, when a user asks a question, the same embedding model converts that question into another vector. The vector database then compares that vector with all the stored vectors and finds the ones that are most similar. This process is called similarity search. The most relevant chunks are retrieved and provided to the language model as context. The language model then uses that context to generate a grounded answer. This is exactly how retrieval augmented generation, or RAG, works. Instead of relying only on information encoded during training, the language model first retrieves relevant information from the vector database and then uses that information to answer the user's question. So does a vector database replace SQL or MongoDB? No. They solve different problems. Traditional databases are excellent for storing and querying your application's operational data. For example, customer information, orders, payments, inventory. You can quickly ask questions like, "Show me all orders placed today," or "Find the customer with ID 101. A vector database is designed to efficiently perform similarity search over embeddings. Instead of asking, "Find customer ID 101, you're asking, "Find the documents that are most similar to this question." That's a completely different type of search. Popular vector databases include Pinecone, Weavy8, Milvus, Chroma, and Qdrant. Today, many traditional databases, including PostgreSQL with PGVector and MongoDB Atlas Vector Search, also support vector search alongside relational or document data. So let's quickly summarize. An embedding model converts data into vectors. A vector database stores those vectors and performs similarity search. Together, they allow AI applications to find information based on meaning rather than just matching keywords. This makes vector databases an essential building block for AI applications, such as RAG, semantic search, recommendation systems, and AI assistants. One final thing to remember, a vector database doesn't replace your existing database. Your SQL or NoSQL database remains the source of truth for your application's data. The vector database works alongside it, helping your AI retrieve the most relevant information based on semantic similarity.